Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night, no matter how chaotic your day is. Conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's gonna be great.
Ditch the clowns on the left
and the jokers on the right
and join Michael Smerconish right here in the middle.
This is the Smerconish Podcast for independent minds.
From the great state of Delaware, this is United States Senator Chris Coons. Senator, I want you to know I watch you often. Bill Maher, all the Sunday shows, your near daily cable television appearances. I read your quotes in the newspaper, and it's just nice to welcome you to the Michael Smerconish program. By way of background, I host this little radio show from the Philadelphia suburbs where we talk politics, and I try to bring balance. I treat my guests with dignity and respect, and you might even remember we've met previously. I'm bald, and I have a beard.
I remember you very well, Michael. I've had the pleasure of being in your studio many times, and I'm grateful for you. As I think I told you once, I watch you regularly on both your television show and listen to your SiriusXM show. But most memorably, when I was in Juba in South Sudan, in a very confrontational meeting with the strongman of South Sudan, President Salva Kiir, he interrupted our meeting so that he could turn on your show because he is a big fan. And I was blown away by it. You're killing it in the African dictator 50 to 65 years old demographic.
Yeah, number two show in the world, I'm told. So yes. How did I land in the doghouse? Come on, something's gone on here with us.
I'm sorry?
I said, how did I land in the doghouse?
In what sense are you in the doghouse?
Well, I mean, I thought we were tight. I loved having you here. We played Rock'em Sock'em Robots. And since your best friend was elected president, it's like my number's been ditched. I thought we were going to Foggy Bottom together.
I apologize if you've had trouble getting me on the show or getting your calls returned. That's sort of implicit in what you were
saying.
No.
Your people are great. They always respond. I just enjoy having you here, and I want you here more.
Thank you.
Big picture. We're 9-10 months in. How's he doing?
Look, the results of the elections Tuesday night in Virginia, New Jersey, were a bracing wake-up call. I think President Biden has shown clear and strong leadership in two things: getting us out of the pandemic and restoring our place in the world. He has remained relentlessly focused since becoming president on getting vaccines in arms, in getting our schools reopened and our economy reinvigorated. We passed back in March the American Rescue Plan, and I'll remind you that sent out to 80 million American households checks that helped them fend off eviction or foreclosure, to push back on hunger and child poverty, and that provided support to millions of businesses, small, medium, and large businesses all over our country, to prevent a second Great Recession. That has generally been successful. He saved 5 million jobs, steadily reduced the unemployment rate, and we've steadily seen the vaccination rate grow. But it's been harder than expected. There's been organized resistance by communities and elected leaders to mask mandates and to vaccination. And it has taken months longer. And in those months, the Delta variant emerged, which is more transmissive and led to a revitalization, really, of the pandemic. So there's a lot of Americans who are tired of it. who want to be done with the pandemic, be done with masks, be done with the sickness. The infection rates have come way, way down. And with the great news yesterday that school-age children are now eligible for vaccines, I think we really are able to see the end in sight. First. Second, President Biden, in his second trip to Europe just this past week, demonstrated the sort of positive engagement with our allies in the EU, in NATO, and in more recent trips and meetings in the Indo-Pacific that has changed what I was afraid was a trajectory of isolationism and withdrawal. The thing that gives the United States the standing, the strength to successfully challenge China and Russia is our network of allies around the world. China really has no allies. We do. In Japan and Australia and South Korea, in Germany and France and Italy, the United Kingdom, we have strong and vital alliances all around the world that both help our security, help our economy, and help share our values in the developed world. So I think President Biden comes back from making strong statements at COP26, the Global Climate Change Summit, and demonstrating real leadership in the G20. But we've got work to do. The most important work to do in the short term, Michael, is for the House to finally pass the bipartisan infrastructure package and send it to the president. Why they have sat on this bill for months, I cannot explain. But they are also going to send back to the Senate a Build Back Better bill that will deal with universal pre-K, reducing prescription drug prices, support for affordable quality daycare and elder care, and significant investments in combating climate. It's an agenda that I can support and that I hope will get all 50 Democrats in the Senate support. And frankly, getting those two bills to the president's desk will probably round out the year.
Okay. And I endorse and agree with exactly what you just said about the 1.2. How likely is it that that can cross the finish line if you can't get the bigger bill you'd like done?
What are the odds that the infrastructure bill will get to the president's desk?
Soon.
Really good. I spoke to a number of House progressives in recent days. They've had a number of direct conversations with Manchin and Sinema. They've decided that they're going to go ahead and support sending the infrastructure bill from the House to the president's desk. I expect that will happen in the coming week. But bluntly, Michael, I think part of the message of the gubernatorial elections in New Jersey and Virginia, although they were mostly driven by local issues like high property taxes in schools and impatience with the end of the pandemic, there was a message that they don't see strong leadership from Washington in addressing things that impact their lives. And when Republicans are running campaigns and candidates that mostly focus on an alternative reality in which President Trump won the 2020 election, and where issues like critical race theory that are not even being taught in the Virginia schools end up being a dominant issue, if that's what other candidates run on, and Democrats don't have a strong record of clear accomplishment to respond with, then we're not going to have a successful season in the 22 elections. If we have real accomplishments, a real record for them to run on, then we've got something to respond to the alternative reality that many Republican candidates have been running on recently.
Yeah, I agree with you. And Tuesday, I didn't need the Tuesday result to know and recognize he needs a win. He's got a win. Mitch McConnell and 19 Republicans supported this. Get it across the finish line and put up some signs when I'm on I-95 that say, hey, you remember that infrastructure bill? It just filled your pothole.
Yep. That look, the kind of politics that President Biden ran on and was elected to move forward was reasonable bipartisan solutions to things that everyone realizes has to get done. President Trump talked over and over about how he was going to cut prescription drug prices and rebuild our infrastructure. If President Biden can actually get both of those done through a big bipartisan bill on infrastructure and a bill that every Democrat supports on prescription drug pricing, we will have made progress that we can demonstrate to the American people is why it was worth having President Biden in the White House.
Thank you so much. I'm 5'9", bespeckled, and I've put on weight since you've seen me last. Thank you, United States Senator Chris Coons.
Great being on with you, Michael. Take care.
Thanks, Senator. Yes, TC.
All right, just for the record, okay, what is wrong with you? Like, read the room. All right, here's the thing. Had I tried to book this senator and had been rebuffed numerous times, maybe that would have been appropriate. Mm. We were just used to
a level.
Are
you scolding me?
Yes. Oh. We were used to a level of
We didn't have to call him.
Exactly.
He would call us.
Exactly.
Don't call me, I'll call you.
Okay, but the way you said it was like,
no, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to throw his staff under the bus. They are the best. I hope I made that clear. It's just I respect him so much.
I genuinely enjoy
his company. Yes. I've been at an Eagles game with him.
Right.
I like being in his company.
Right.
But frankly, it occurred to me a day or two ago on air. Hey, not since Biden's been elected has he come around.
I know, but has he come? It's not that we've tried and not. And that was, I think, the implication was that, hey, TC's tried to book you and they haven't responded. And that's not the case at all.
No, I know that.
They, however, have not reached out.
I'm looking for him to initiate a little bit.
Oh, boy. Okay? It's not me. It's you.
Exactly. I'll have what he's having.
Hear more of Michael Smerconish on SiriusXM's POTUS, Channel 124.
Live weekdays from 9 a.m. to noon East, or anytime on the SXM app.
Connect with Michael on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and at Smerconish.com.
Michael Smerconish, for Independent Minds.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.